Hello and welcome to the first episode of First Year Jitters, the only show to ease your first year shivers. I'm your host, Omar Kabej. Here on First Year Jitters, we are going to interview your Laurier community to help first years adjust into the Laurier world. Our first guest is a third year BBA student with a field of study in accounting. So it is my pleasure to introduce the first guest, Josh Hamilton. How are you doing today, Josh?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today, Omar.
All right. Let's get started. So we're just going to kind of asking you a few questions just about your times as a first year. So first thing we want to know is your first day. When you became a university student and stepped into the Laurier world, tell me about that experience for you. What was kind of going through your mind?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, it was quite the day. It was a really exciting day. I remember pretty clearly. And I can kind of like run through and give you a little bit of rundown about how it went down.
So all right, let's do it.
I remember the night before FaceTiming my friends and just feeling super overwhelmed about everything that was going to happen the next day. So much going on through my head. You know, what am I going to bring? Who am I going to meet? What am I going to do the first day? It was really overwhelming. And I remember sitting on my bed and thinking, oh, this is the next kind of transition, the big transition in my life to a new kind of adventure. And I remember waking up in the morning and talking to my parents and just feeling like, again, very almost emotional a little bit. It was quite something else. And it's a unique experience and it changes for a lot of different people. But for me, myself, it was pretty overwhelming, but also pretty exciting at the same time. We drove up to Waterloo. I'm from the GTA, so it wasn't too far of a drive, but we drove up. I unpacked my stuff, and of course, I got kind of confronted by the icebreakers the first day, and they did their traditional cheer of happy first day to you, so that was pretty funny. Very embarrassing as well, but my parents definitely loved that. So, you know, I unloaded everything, and seeing a lot of new faces, and also being kind of during the COVID pandemic, it was a pretty interesting and unique time to be transitioning into university. But with that being said, you know, I went upstairs. I went to, you know, 260 Regina. That was my first year residence. And I started unpacking and was able to meet my roommates. And they were honestly really, really nice people. So overall, I would say my first day was exciting, nerve-wracking, but a unique day that I definitely do not forget.
Oh, I see. I get honestly what you're doing. When I saw those icebreakers, because I met them too, I was like, what the heck is going on? I did not expect this. I thought it would be like this low key. Okay, I'm just going to stroll in here, unpack. Okay, we're good. But then like this wildcat for me, because I'm in Waterloo College Hall, came in and just started singing. I'm like,
I know. Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it definitely was. It got me excited.
Yeah,
I'll say that. Yeah. But I totally get it. I was kind of the same. Like my first day, like it was a lot of nervous. I actually remember playing Scrabble with my family the night before. Yeah. That was like our little ritual.
Oh, that's nice.
My brother was from America at the time, so he actually came to visit me while I came off from my first day. That was very nice. The packing was, you know, a little stressful, but I kind of got the same thing as you. And next thing I kind of want to talk about, what type of residence would you say you lived in?
Yeah, for sure. So I lived in an apartment style residence. So in an apartment style, you get about 3 to 5 roommates and you're sharing a kitchenette area and bathrooms together. So it's a little more of an independent kind of apartment or kind of like living situation where you're cooking for yourself. You're doing a lot of the new things on your own. But with that being said, you learn a lot. You learn how to live on your own. So I definitely recommend it for someone looking for that. But I had 4 other roommates who were all in first year as well.
Oh, so we had 4 other roommates. Yeah. How would you say that, like from your experience, like those first couple weeks you adjusted to the idea of like, now I'm living with roommates. Like how would you adjust to that?
Definitely new to me, especially during with the pandemic, right? It was masks on. You know, once we stepped in, it was kind of a different situation because you're with these people every day. And it can be challenging, you know, wearing your mask to go cook dinner. And that's not really kind of feasible sometimes. So it was definitely challenging. But at the same time, it was very exciting, you know, being with new people and being surrounded by new people with different experiences. I tried to take on the perspective of this could be something really good and I could actually get some really good friends out of it.
Nice. And would you say that you enjoyed like that transition, like as into the apartment style?
Definitely. I think apartment style was the right choice for me. I would say 260 is a really nice building. You get your own bathroom. Each person gets their own bathroom, which is a pretty nice thing to have. And I was very lucky to have that. And it was good to learn how to cook a little more. You know, I would text my parents and call them and get some recipes of things that were familiar to me and things I used to eat at home. So that was a really nice thing to do and to learn how to be a little bit more independent than I was before.
Oh, I see. And for those, because, you know, first years might be listening to this right now,
yeah,
and they might be living in an apartment style, too. So what would you give to advice? No matter what type of residence you live in, you might be in a single dorm, might be in an apartment. What advice would you give like to that residence transition to first years?
I would say take the first week to get to know the people around you, whether it's the people in your apartment, the people on your floor, or the people in the building that you pass by. I'd say the first week, try to be a little bit more, I guess, extroverted in a way. And I would say just try to put yourself out there and step out of your comfort zone. With that being said, I know first year is a lot and it's a big transition, so that sometimes isn't always possible, especially the first few days. But I would say try your best to do that, whether it's asking your roommates, you know, just where they're from, getting to know them a little bit better. That can help accelerate the relationship building process throughout the year, and it's good to start that early off.
Ah, nice. Now we're going to transition back to, I'm assuming you had a week, right?
Definitely,
During your first year. Tell me about that experience. Like that, there's like that period where like you don't have any classes or anything like that. You're just having a week. How was a week for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, it started from the first day I was there. It's a unique week to have as a first year because, again, like you said, there's no classes. So you unpack your stuff and it's kind of like, what do we do now? You know, everyone's still coming. Maybe you have some friends from old schools that are coming as well and you're connecting with them over, you know, your phone. But it's almost like, what do we do now? So that's another thing to do, actually. And I should have said that in the first kind of recommendation, but also doing things with your roommates, because a lot of the times they'll come without people they know as well. So if you're with your roommates and you guys don't have anything to do, well, you know, a week's there for you. And that's really the point of it, is to transition students from high school into university and give them the opportunity to connect with others and get to know their Laurier community well.
Oh, nice. So that was a week, and now we're transitioning into like that first week of classes. Like, this is brand new. Now, you said that you were a BBA student.
Yes.
As a BBA student myself, I can say that some of the courses are definitely not the easiest adjustment to get into. So how would you say like you handled like the BBA, or I guess the first university courses transition for like that first couple weeks?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is definitely a lot to take in the first few weeks of school. The classes are humongous, especially for the BBA first year courses, because there's so many people in them and they're very general courses. Of course, as you get on to your career or your university career, you get smaller and smaller classes. But those first few weeks and the first year especially are huge classes. I would say take notes. Definitely go to lectures, go to classes. It is a lot of people, but I would recommend trying to sit at the front just to, you know, hear better and see better the professor. And me, myself, what works for myself is taking kind of creating, I guess, a to-do list of things that I need to get done that first week. And I would definitely also recommend reading through your syllabus. I know the professors say it again and again, and it can get a little tiring to hear, but if you read through your syllabus, it will answer a lot of the questions that you have about whether it's due dates, assignment structures, or how to get in contact with the professor. It's all in your syllabus. And I sound like I'm a professor saying this, but I would highly, highly urge you to just scan through it and take a quick peek at it.
I think that's a great piece of advice, Josh. I remember when I first came in, like, honestly, I did not really read the syllabus as much as I should have. I was like,
struggled as well, too.
I didn't really read the syllabus, and now I had like all these questions. I'm like, I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know X, I don't know Y, I don't know Z, and like just look at the syllabus. I'm like, oh my goodness, it was all in there.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's really good. Like I get like it can be kind of grating when you hear like over and over and over again, but I think it's really good just to look at that syllabus. Another question I want to talk about in the looking at courses is studying. Would you say that your study habits like changed from like high school, university, or say like it relatively stayed the same? What was it like for you?
Definitely changed. So I was someone who took all of my notes on paper up until pretty recently. And although it helped me memorize things and kind of understand what the concepts were, it wasn't a very time effective way of studying, and it didn't have the lasting impacts that it could have had. So I would say from high school, you know, I used to write a lot with pen and paper on like within all my notes, and then transitioning into university, you know, a lot of your assignments are going to be online anyway. So I slowly transitioned into taking notes and doing assignments online, which I thought was a kind of better use of time. And it helped me be able to take notes more efficiently and effectively with while still memorizing the content.
Yeah, so I so it was like a change for you.
Definitely.
Now, going into, I think, one of the most stressful times, at least for me personally, was midterms. Because, like, at that point, at least for me, I never really had, like, a midterm before. Mm. I'm like, wait, there's two exams? Mm. There's two exams for course? I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
And, you know, tell me what that was like. Like, that first, like, midterm, like, would you say it was, like, a wake-up call? Would you say it was, like, just sort of, like, a transitional part? Like, tell me about, like, that kind of time for you.
It was definitely a transitional period for me. It was stressful for sure. And I'm sure a lot of people can agree in first year, especially the new undergraduate students coming into Laurier. You know, they've gone through the COVID period and the pandemic when you weren't doing any tests in school and you weren't doing exams. So you don't have that experience beforehand. I was lucky enough to do some in grade 9 and grade 10. But grade 11 and 12, there was really no exams for us. So I wasn't really familiar as much as I would have been if I was doing them when midterm season rolled around. So it was quite the adjustment getting into the study grind and kind of like focusing in on what I should be doing. But over time, with the help of my peers surrounding me and taking the time out of my day to start studying slowly, I was able to kind of make sure I was focusing and getting ready for midterms. But it was definitely an adjustment and it wasn't easy.
I see. And to any first years that might be listening to this episode, what type of advice would you give first years for studying, like, especially for like those midterms and like those first like big evaluations?
Yeah, it's a great question. I wouldn't just read over the textbook and think you know the content, because most of the times, I'd say 5 out of 9 times, it's not like that. You definitely need to be actively studying and actively applying the content that you're learning. And one great method that I've been using is called active recall. And I'm sure you might have heard this if you're listening in, but it's basically a type of studying where you write everything you know about, let's say, one chapter or one concept, and then you refer back to your actual textbook or some kind of content that your teacher gave you and fill in the missing areas that you need a little bit more work on. So it kind of trains your brain into learning where you need a little more support and where you need to practice a little more. So I definitely recommend that kind of technique.
I think that's great advice, Josh. Like, again, as a first year, I'll admit I did not really take that advice. I was honestly the person who read the text and I thought, oh, okay, this isn't that bad.
Oh yeah.
And then I was like, I get my midterms back, I'm like, that could have gone better if I just did more than the textbook.
And I get that. It's honestly a transition for everyone. Everyone's learning the study techniques that work best and might not, you know, might have worked during high school and during an online environment or even before that. But university is a little different. And so it's good to try out new techniques and to figure out what you or what works best for you.
I see. Next question is actually more kind of about something that I think a lot of first years might be dealing with is time management. When you're going to like this first year experience, now you're living on your own and like you have to balance school, you have to balance like home, like you got to do things like when you eat your food, make sure you got to like wash the dishes with like, you know, soap and things like that.
Yeah.
At least for my case. So what would you kind of give advice for time management in terms of like managing, balancing between like that school and like that outside time?
The first thing I'd say is be realistic with your time. If you're someone that you know it's going to take an hour for you to eat dinner, then I would say be realistic in the time that you allot for other things, whether it's like around the dinner time or after dinner time. Because one thing I found with myself is, you know, oh, I'd only take half an hour for dinner. But dinner is actually a really important time for me. And it's a time when, you know, sometimes I want to just sit by myself and just kind of reflect on my day, or if it's a time that I want to be social and spend some time with friends and family. So I realize it takes me a little more time than half an hour to eat dinner, but it is an important part that keeps me healthy. So I definitely would say be realistic with the time you allot for different things. And one kind of way that I do that is I use a calendar. And we have, you know, Outlook calendar here at Laurier. And it's something that I definitely recommend people use to kind of allot time. It is called time blocking, and it doesn't work for everyone, but I find it works for me pretty well, where I will allot time to certain things throughout the day. So that could be homework, that could be going to school, like classes and actually going into class, or it could be going to the gym or even getting dinner. So it helps kind of structure my day and understand where most of my time is going, because a lot of people will, you know, go throughout their day and say, hey, like, where did all the time go? This kind of helps you keep track of that.
Oh, I absolutely feel that. Next thing I really want to talk about, I think it's honestly one of the most important parts of the show, and that is the struggles. Mm-hmm. Because I think for first-year students, there's bound to be some things that they might struggle with. So if you wouldn't mind, it would be kind of interesting to know kind of your struggles mm-hmm. with first-year, like those like obstacles that are kind of put in your way, and how would you say either you overcame them or how are you trying to overcome some of those struggles?
Yeah, for sure. So I'd say one of the big ones was living away from home and being in an environment where you're not constantly surrounded by family. That was a kind of a struggle that I dealt with in first year. And, you know, you don't have someone to reach out to right away if you need to. They're not surrounding you and they're not always there for you. They are over there. They might be there for you over the phone, but they're not physically there, which is a little different. With that being said, I would say it just takes time to work through that and to realize that you have a lot of support here at Laurier. Laurier is a great community, and there's always someone looking out for you, always someone willing to help you and support you, whether that's your Don, whether that's your REA, whether that's someone or a classmate or a peer. There's definitely people that are there to help you out and to kind of sympathize and empathize with what you're going through. So there's definitely support that's there. I would say that was one of the big ones, that kind of weird transition from being always surrounded by your family to not being surrounded by them anymore. And, you know, even that goes for anyone, really. And international students is a big one, too. And, for example, we have the International Students Office that is a really good support for people. But it is a challenge for a lot of people that come to university.
I think that's a really good piece of advice. Would you happen to have any, like, have you ever dealt with any academic struggles, like in terms of like courses, like maybe you didn't get a mark on an evaluation that you wish you could have gotten, or you were behind at a certain time, something like that? Like, would you say you had any of those struggles, and how would you say you have been working on those?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely the marking structure is totally different at university compared to high school. So I would say it was a bit of an adjustment when I first came here and realized that, you know, it's different people marking your stuff. These are professional professors that have studied these courses for many, many years, and they have really good knowledge on them. So, you know, high school, I would say grades were very inflated, especially during COVID. It was a different online environment, and it was different marking schemes. But coming into university, realizing that, you know, your marks do dip quite a bit in university, at least for myself and the peers that surrounded me, we noticed that for sure. And it was quite a shock, but it was also a bit kind of bringing me down to earth and understanding that there's things I need to work on and there's lots of room for improvement.
I see. And to any first years that might be listening, if you could just happen to say some of the supports that are available, because I know Laurier has a lot of really good supports, but some first years may not know about the support systems here. So would you mind kind of giving like some resources to those dealing with any of the problems that you might have mentioned?
Definitely. Oh, Laurier has so many supports. That's one thing that's really nice about our kind of environment and all the things that they have to offer here at our university is supports. If you have, you know, you need support with writing, we have the Writing Center. If you need support with math and stats, we have the Math and Stats Center. If you need support with the transition from high school to university, we have Laurier 101 who will kind of help you through that. In first year, you have your DONs, your REAs. They're all there to help and support you. There's academic advising. There is, you know, SI sessions or supplemental instructions. There's so many ways that you can be supported here at Laurier. And the best thing is to think about what you need support in. You know, that could also be mental health or your physical health. We have the Wellness Center. I would research it a little bit, you know, search online and, you know, go on the Laurier website because it's all listed there and kind of pick and choose what would fit best for you.
That's really good list of supports. And actually, this question is going to be a little more personalized to you because I happen to be aware that you are currently a Don, actually.
I am, actually, yeah.
So What would you say, like, that experience is like? Because, you know, you might be talking to first years and stuff with things like Hawk Talks and things like that. What was that experience like so far?
I've loved being a Don. This is actually my second year being a Don. I was a Don at Little House in my first year. This year, I find, you know, it's a different environment. We have different students. It's unique. It's really exciting, and I love it. I would say that relaying the supports as a Don to the students is really important, and understanding what support fits them best or what support you think they might bode well from using is really important as well. So, you know, during Hawk Talks, we kind of chat about how they're doing and kind of see if there's any room, places or things that they need support in. So I kind of will chat with them, ask them some questions and kind of see how they're feeling and how they're doing. And then from there, I might refer a support, or I might, you know, talk to my supervisor and they might refer a support. So it really depends on the situation, but a Hawk Talk is a great opportunity, a one-on-one conversation with a first year to figure out how they're doing, you know, and where I can help them out.
I see. If we might kind of transition back into some of the academics, because as you may know, for first years especially, final exams are actually coming up yes, sooner than I think a lot of us thought. It's coming, I believe, on December 9th is when it starts. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that experience, like your first experience with like final exams. Now the percentages are like 30 to 40% of your final grade. Would you say like the same thing like with the midterm of your study, or is it like you've changed between like the midterm and the final in terms of like how you approached it?
I would say I definitely adjusted how I approached final exams, whether that was my study technique or the people I surrounded myself with. I found that sometimes, and I kind of realized this, is that I can't study with music and I also can't study with other people around me. So that's something I try to do a little less during final exams, because I find it kind of distracting for myself and it kind of takes the focus away from the work that I'm doing. With that being said, I know a lot of people can study with some lo-fi music in the back, but I found that for myself specifically, quiet, focused, alone studying is the best option for me. So I did that a little bit more during my final exam season, and it definitely helped make sure that I was studying more effectively.
I see. And to kind of add on to that, you know, we're dealing with multiple courses now where like you're dealing with multiple final exams at the same time. How would you say you've balanced like between like all of those courses?
Mm-hmm. I would prioritize what needs to be done first. So figure out, you know, based on the exams that you have, which ones are coming the soonest, which ones are the earliest dates, and prioritize around that. So that might mean starting, you know, 2 to 3 weeks early in terms of your exam studying, which is kind of this time of the week. And that kind of can help a lot figure out what you need to study and what needs the most work, because there are a lot of exams that are either back to back or they're within a few days of each other. So it can be good to lay out your schedule and see what you need to start studying early on.
I see. And just to kind of talk more about just something about the academic section, would you give any tips to first years who are going through their first final exams right now? Mm-hmm.
I would say make sure to sleep. Sleep is super important. And I still struggle getting enough sleep, whether it's, you know, I'm chatting with the first years on my floor, or I'm doing some homework or something, or I'm just listening to music. Sometimes I find I let sleep slip away a little bit, but sleep is huge and it's really important. I don't recommend all-nighters. With that being said, I've never done one, but I, you know, just reading about them and reading about the impacts that they can have, I would not recommend doing an all-nighter, and I would just start a little earlier if you can. You know, sometimes that isn't always possible, and I totally understand that, especially in first year. It can be challenging balancing everything and allotting your time appropriately, but I would definitely recommend getting enough sleep, because sleep is important.
Yeah, sleep has personally for me been a very interesting process. Like, there have been days where, like, I've gotten 7 hours of sleep and I'm all right, I'm good, I'm ready to start the day. Mm-hmm. There are days where I get 10 hours of sleep and I want to sleep for another 5 hours.
Yeah, there's a range, apparently. It's like, it depends for each person. Some people prefer a little less sleep. You have to kind of find what works best for you, but they say from like 6 to 8 hours, 6 to 7.5.
Yeah, I absolutely feel that. This next part actually we want to talk about is very interesting, and that is community involvement. You know, Laurier has like this big, massive community. So how would you say that you've gotten involved in the Laurier community from first year? And would you say that really transferred into the coming years for you?
Yeah, definitely recommend getting involved in your first year. There's lots of ways to get involved in your first year. For example, we have FYLP, which is the First Year Leadership Program. This is basically a program that is only for first years and gives them the opportunity to be leaders in their community and get involved and meet a lot of really cool people. We have something called House Council, and we have Campus Councils. And House Council, think of it as a student government from your high school, but it's resident specific, and they plan events for the building. So whether you're in Waterloo College Hall, whether you're in Wilson, they plan events that are building specific, and they put them on and they invite people, and it's a really, really cool opportunity to meet people. But those are just some of the ways you can get involved. We also have a leadership certificate, and we have all these different events and programmings that happen throughout the year. And we have clubs too. We have lots of clubs under different faculties like FOSSA and LASOC. So many ways to get involved. I would say look at what's important to you and what you might have a little bit of interest in and go from there. For me, myself, I did House Council my first year. I actually remember walking up to 260 Regina on my first day and meeting the House Council advisor that was and the REA that was giving out the T-shirts that we would get as first-year students for our residents. And I actually asked them, you know, how can I get involved? How can I meet people in first year? And she told me about House Council. So, and I actually ended up working here with her as a don later on, which is pretty cool. So, you know, that kind of goes to show all the people you meet in your first year and how those connections continue on into your kind of following years.
I see. That's really good advice. And also kind of just going into that, we talked earlier about time management and how to kind of prioritize the time. You mentioned like the calendar system and how like to be realistic. I understand that a lot of first years will sometimes need like time for themselves
to
sort of like, I don't know, participate in activity, maybe watch some Netflix or something like that.
Yeah.
What was that kind of like for you?
Mm-hmm. For me personally in first year, that was spending time with the people around me, the new friends that I made and getting involved on things that were happening on campus. So that might be like a meeting for House Council, or that might be going to an event. It was also taking some personal time just to have a night to myself and to recharge and maybe go to bed a little earlier. So I think it depends on the person, but I would say doing things that kind of will help you stay healthy and help you recharge for the next few weeks is really helpful to have in your schedule as well. And allotting time for that too. You know, I talk about the calendar and allotting time for different things, but it's also important to put things that are for your personal health and personal physical health as well.
I see. That's really good advice. Something I just kind of want to know, you have any like funny or like humorous or like looking back, like, oh, that was like a hilarious, like first year memory that like will always stick with you, like something funny that happened during your first year?
I'm trying to think. I would say probably everything that happened in first year was really interesting. A few things that I can kind of remember is, you know, walking through the building and finding like a traffic cone inside the building, just like random little things like that. It's just like kind of little shenanigans that happen in first year and just wondering like, where would that even have come from and why is that here? You know, we also used to have, you know, at the end of the year, of course, people give away a lot of things. And I remember opening the garbage room at 260 Regina and seeing all the different things that people were kind of throwing out. And it was like couches, chairs, mops. And it literally looked like a thrift store. It was insane. So that was a shocker more than funny, but something that I definitely remember from first year.
Yeah, and I think it's good to look back at like those funny and humorous, you know, first year memories, because like you don't really have like one first year, and like those things are very interesting.
Definitely.
Something else I think that's also very interesting is Reading Week. We had one earlier in October, like around Thanksgiving time, and we're also gonna have another one happening second term. So from your experience, what would you say is like the best things to do during your Reading Week, just overall?
Spend time with family and friends or the people that are around you if you can. I would also say spending time for yourself. And a lot of people say Reading Week, you need to be studying every single day and catching up, you know, getting ahead by a month. But realistically, that doesn't happen if you're most people. And it doesn't really need to happen all the time. So I would say it's good to have a balance as well. With that being said, you know, take some time to study and maybe stay on top of your stuff. You know, you don't need to get 2 months ahead in your courses if you don't want to, and if you want to take some time for yourself. So I would say try your best to balance it and make some time for friends and family and for your own personal health.
Oh, no, I totally agree. I think for me, reading week was, again, a lot of that time was spending with family, because, like, for me, it was the first time I ever got to come home after I first came into Laurier, and that was like a month. So, like, it was a very, like, nice time for me. Mm-hmm. And I think you're 100% right that just, yes, studying, of course, is important, but spending time with family is very important. And who knows, it might make you, you know, motivated when you go back.
Yeah, it's good to have a balance.
Of course. And for your personal, because you're a BBA student, what would you say are, like, some of the things that you've had to deal with, or some things you've had to adjust to being a BBA student in Laurier?
I'd say the way of thinking for some courses, specifically courses like BU111, it can be tough to wrap your head around the way and the way they want you to think and the way that you should be looking at, whether it's a case or it's an assignment or it's some big project like New Venture, for example. There's a certain perspective you need to have as a, I guess, business person, and it can be challenging coming out of high school, maybe taking one business course, two maximum, and going into university and having to take on a new perspective about the business world and the business environment. It does do a great job teaching you it, but it can be challenging for sure. And it took me a while to understand their perspective and how I can, you know, be successful in that.
I see. And just out of curiosity, what led to your decision to become a BBA student, particularly a field of study in accounting?
Yeah, it's funny enough. I actually took all of my health courses, or like science courses, I should say, up until grade 12, minus physics in grade 12, because I actually wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And that's something that I also want to talk a little bit about, because you don't exactly need to know what you want to do right away, but it's good to try different things. So I tried to keep my options open going into university, just in case I wanted to pivot and go into the health sciences. But with that being said, I did take a lot of, you know, business courses, and I took international business and economics, and I did not take accounting in high school, but I tried to keep my options open. I did like the international business course that I did. It was interesting, and I could see myself in a business, some kind of business position down the road, working with people. And I do, you know, usually like numbers. So I thought it would be a good transition to go to a business school.
I see. And speaking of transition, pretty soon we're going to be transitioning into second term. Mm-hmm. How would you say the first year experience changed from you between first term and second term?
I would say I felt more experienced having gone through a term already and being familiar with midterms a little bit more and the final exams. So that took a little bit of pressure off of me going into my second term. It was really nice to have the break as well and kind of get some time to reconnect with the people around me and take some time for myself. And I did feel a little bit more rejuvenated when I got back. So I would say it was more refreshing, and I felt more experienced going into my second term of first year.
I see. And kind of going back into like the beginnings of first year for you, you may already have addressed this, but any worries or thoughts going into first year, like you had, like going in, like during, like before that first day, like I thought, oh, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. I got to be prepared for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. And then would you say that like subsided, or would you say like it, what you thought was going to happen actually happened?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of those kinds of feelings the first, leading into the first year and the first few days. Mostly like things, for example, like, am I bringing everything that I need? Who am I going to meet? Like, what am I going to do the first day? Am I going to meet any friends? Like, what's going to happen? So there's lots of things that were kind of going around like in my head, and I was very confused a little bit about what that first week is going to look like, because I knew some Laurier alumni, but I didn't know any that were young enough to kind of have the experience that I think I would have had. So it was kind of going in blind a little bit, which was exciting, thrilling, and also very nerve-wracking as well. But I would say those kinds of feelings the first day.
Oh, I get those too. Yeah, I bet. for me, it was like, for me, it was just the idea of like, how am I going to survive, you know, on my own? Because like, up to this point, like I had my parents around and like would always help me and I could always like ask them questions whenever I wanted. But now it wasn't really like that anymore.
Yeah.
So I felt like that too. But I feel like once I kind of got in there and I met like people in like my building and that are very nice, they really helped that a lot. And I think just meeting people in general really helped. Yeah. This next question is actually more of a reflective piece. If you could talk to your first year self, like Josh Hamilton during like that first year, first day at Laurier, what would you say to him now being a third year?
I would say it's all going to be fine. It's all going to work out. And it always does work out. And, you know, you may think it's not working out, but you can definitely learn something from whatever is going on. There's always going to be things that might not go your way, but take it as a learning opportunity and take it as a way to improve yourself and to maybe think about ways that you can better yourself as a person. So I would say take it easy, you know, take deep breaths, which I tried to do my first year and I was able to kind of get through it like most people do. But it's good to have that kind of mindset, and to that's probably what I would say to them is just take a breath. It's all going to be fine.
No, I totally get that for sure. And being a BBA student, this question, I think, will be some advice to any BBA students' first years. And that's the idea of co-op. Co-op is a thing that I think a lot of us BBA students have heard about, a lot of things that we might have a lot of like questions, concerns, queries about. What would you say is like some advice? Either did you take the co-op route? And if you did, like advice on kind of getting there and like next steps and that sort of thing?
Yep. So yeah, I'm fortunate enough to be in the co-op program here at Laurier, and I got in after, you know, leading into basically the summer of my second year. I started up my first co-op term, so I have my next co-op term this coming January, which is very exciting. I would say co-op is a really great opportunity here at Laurier to get involved and to figure out what you would like out of your career path. And that's the kind of advice that I would give, is try different things. So if you do decide that co-op is for you and you get into the program, then try different things within each term. If you really like something and you want to stay for a term, I definitely recommend doing that. But I would also say if you get the opportunity or you have an inkling that you might want to try a different career path, co-op is one of the only times that you can do that without a lot of, I guess, commitment. Because it's 4 months, the employer knows that you're going to be leaving after 4 months, and you'll be reapplying either to that company or new companies, but it gives you that opportunity to try new things. So if you have an interest in marketing, if you have an interest in accounting or finance, I would say, you know, look at your options, see what you have available, and see what might cater to your needs in your co-op terms.
Awesome. And this question actually might surprise you, because I know we're still only in the first summer, first year, but first years might actually be thinking about this. And the first thing I want to touch on is finding a place after first year. I know that, again, might be jumping the gun a bit, but I think that first years might be thinking about this now. Definitely. So what would you kind of give advice for that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, that's a totally valid question. A lot of people are thinking about it. I've talked to a lot of first years about this, because it is something that kind of lingers in the back of your mind and it can approach and come up on you really, really quickly. So I would say, you first of all, use the resources that Laurier has. So Laurier offers different workshops that happen throughout the year. We have something called Love It or Lose It or Lease It. Something, I think it's along that line.
Lose It or Lease It, I believe.
Exactly. So those are your workshops that kind of orientate you to how to find a place, where you should be looking, things to look out for, your rights as a tenant, and all those kinds of things that you would need to know when you're finding a place. So I'd say, you know, check those out, go to those workshops, read online, and also talk to your peers. You know, a big part is finding the right roommates, because it can be quite something when you don't have the right roommates, and, you know, maybe you don't have a great experience in your second year living off campus, and it can really affect your personal health, your mental health, and your physical health. So I would say be careful about who you choose to live with. And, you know, if there's no one in mind, you can always live with different people and meet them before you sign the lease. So there's always room to decide and have a say in who you want to live with.
No, totally. I think that's actually really good advice. I actually remember my mom when she visited recently. she said, like, you should really look at, like, this lose it or lease it program. I'm like, what the heck's a lose it or lease? And then I read about it, and I think it's actually very, it's quite a useful thing to kind of do that. And I also agree that, like, you know, finding people to room with, kind of creating a plan is very important. And part of creating a plan is creating a budget. And that is something that I also think first years might be considering, because, you know, sometimes you got to pay rent. Maybe you have to pay for things like groceries and things like that. From your experience, what would you kind of give tips, if you can, on, like, budgeting just for the future?
Well, first I'd look at, you know, what you have available first, and, like, what might be feasible for you to spend in your second year. I'd also take a look at the current market, and I sound like a BBA student saying this, but look at, you know, the prices for rentals right now. Maybe think a little bit about the price of food and, you know, how much you eat and how much you'd be eating per week, hopefully three times a day. But I would try to give yourself a rough estimate and look at your current situation and how you live your life and how that can translate into your budget. And, you know, I sound like a Laurie ad right now, but Laurie does have workshops for that as well, you know, financial literacy and creating budgets. So those are also things you can check out as a first year going into your second year and thinking about housing and budgets.
I see. And just curious for you, because you currently are a third year student here at Laurier. You're about, I guess you're going to be going through a 4-year program?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're about, like, a little over halfway through. Would you say that, how would you say first year impacted your Laurier experiences for second and third year?
I would say it was the connections that I made in first year. And that was through multiple different, like, spots, whether it was house council, whether it was in my residence, or just going to different events throughout the Laurier. I would say the relationships that I made in first year impacted the decisions that I made. For example, being a don. I never thought in my first semester that I would be a don in my second year, right out of my second year too. But after speaking, you know, with my own don, who I actually was able to be pretty close with in my second year and got to work with them a little bit on house council, I realized that this is something that I could actually, you know, I might prosper in, and it might be something that I enjoy. So I took a little leap of faith and stepped out of my comfort zone and applied, and I don't regret it at all. It was a really cool experience last year and this year as well. But just going back to, you know, what I was saying, the relationships that I made definitely impacted the steps that I took and where I ended up in my second and third year.
I see. Thank you very much for that. And I am just reading about you. Is it true that you're currently, like, in charge of a business club here at Laurier? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm actually on the Lazzarati Student Business, like, Society kind of club. So that's a club that oversees the, you know, 26-plus business clubs that we have at Laurier. And so we actually also do our own club, our own events, I should say, as well. I'm on the external portfolio, and we do events that run, you know, for Movember. We have a Canadian Classic kind of event, a hockey tournament. And those kinds of events that will bring the LASAW community together and get students out in the community.
I see. And having this experience of running, like, a club, what would you kind of give advice to first years who also might be considering maybe creating or running their own clubs here at Laurier?
I would say talk to people. Talk to people in the club. Get to know other people within the club, whether it's different portfolios. Get to know what they do, because that could be something you might have some interest in as well. So you might enjoy what you're doing, but there might also be room, you know, to try something new next year. So I'd say get to know the people in your club. You know, if you love what you're doing, put your all into it, and it'll definitely pay off. You know, I've really enjoyed being on LASAWC. We have so many unique events. We have actually one this Friday. It's called Move for Movember. Definitely recommend checking it out. It's at Waterloo Park. Supporting men's mental health for the week of November, or the month of November, I should say. But yeah, there's so many ways to get involved and really talk to the people in your club and get to know what they do.
I see. And when first year ended for you, like in the end of April, I believe, how did that feel? To feel like you've gone through like your first full year in university? How did that feel for you?
It was a surreal moment because it just flew by. First year flew by. So much happened. I had a great experience, and I couldn't believe it was actually over. And just, I remember the last few days moving out, it felt like one of those movies that, you know, that comes the closing end and, you know, they're graduating university and everything, even though I was just finishing first year. It was very unique. It was a really cool feeling to be finished first year, and getting that kind of done. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, totally. The end of first year, at least for us first years, is still a little bit away. Mm-hmm. But also, just going back to the idea of, we talked about this a bit, about the community involvement and things like that.
Yep.
What would you kind of give in terms of advice? Of course, you mentioned that people should get involved. I absolutely agree with that. But in terms of things like, because, you know, like things might be going on outside of Laurier that may not be like facilitated as like a Laurier event. What would you give advice for events such as that? I think if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I would definitely say make good choices. You know, figure out if that's something you should be going to and if that's something safe that you should be going to. I would say there is actually a lot of events that happen in the community here at Waterloo, whether it's facilitated by governors or people that are running for elections here. They do a lot of community programming around our school, Laurier, and the University of Waterloo as well. So look out for those, you know, get involved in those too, because although we have our own community here at Laurier and at, you know, UW has their own community as well, we are part of Waterloo and Kitchener, and there's lots going on here. There's a lot of great programming that they do for the local community as well, who live here and who are not always students.
I see. And something else I just want to know, that I think BBA students in particular, I think, will find interesting. Your field of study is accounting, correct?
Yes,
that's correct. I just want to know the thought process behind how you got to that idea of, my field of study is going to be accounting. And what would you give for advice for BBA students, maybe similar programs, when you have to pick like that field of study for your coming years?
Yeah, I would say have your options open. I would say, you know, maybe explore a little bit and really try to talk to your professors in first year, because they can give you a good idea about what the industry looks like. You know, accounting as an industry doesn't just look like BU 127. It doesn't just look like financial accounting. There's way more to it, and there's a lot of different services and branches you can branch off into and try different things. So I'd say don't limit yourself and understand that, you know, if you're doing marketing, that's not all marketing is. There's a lot to it, and it's good to actually talk to people in the industry and to do a little bit of research on your own. Personally, me for accounting, I know that accounting is very numbers heavy and it's very analytical in its own kind of nature, but there is a lot of room for personal relationship building or customer development. There's a lot of different cool things you can do in accounting that aren't just numbers. So whether that's working with clients, whether that's analyzing and consulting, accounting kind of makes its way into a lot of different industries, and it is really the foundation of business as a whole.
I see. And earlier you mentioned something I think is very important is talking to your professors. Mm-hmm. How important would you say that was for you to talk to your professors during maybe first year or maybe the coming years?
I would say it was pretty important. You don't need to berate them. You don't need to be talking to them after every single lecture. But I would say getting to know their names, getting to know maybe their industry, their backgrounds, figuring out, you know, maybe were they in banking? What do they do before becoming a professor? Or what do they currently do? You know, some professors actually have businesses on the side. Some of them have other part-time jobs. And they are people themselves, so they definitely have lives outside of school, even though you only see them here. So it's good to get to know them on a personal level and figure out, you know, what they can share with you and what you can share with them and how you can build that relationship. So, you know, whether that's just a quick chat after your lecture, maybe you ask them a question and follow up with a personal question just to get to know them, I would say that's pretty impactful. And they do appreciate it as well.
I see. And I think we're actually, we might want to sign off soon. Is there any final tips or anything you want to say to first years that may be listening right now?
I would say take it day by day. Try not to plan too far in advance and take opportunities as they come. You know, you don't have to say yes to everything, but I would say yes to things that make you step out of your comfort zone and help you try different things. Because really that's the point of university, is to learn new topics, learn new subjects, and also learn new things that might interest you and that might help you down the road. So take it a chance to try something new, to meet new people, maybe go hang out with that person or take that step to join that new club and try to make the most of it, your experience.
All right. Well, I want to thank Josh Hamilton for being a guest on First Year Jitters. And always remember, we strive to help first years one conversation at a time. I'm your host, Omar Kabej, and thank you very, very much for tuning in to the first episode of First Year Jitters. So anyways, until next time.